Right.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Commissioners. Yeah, I'll be brief. My comments are on one specific element of our tentative order, or the NPDS permit for the Carpinteria Sanitary District. I'd like to express my thanks to Regional Board staff in drafting the permit. I understand this is one of the first permits in the region based on the statewide model permit, and I believe it was a significant effort on staff's part. In August this year, we, as the district, carefully reviewed the tentative order, and we prepared comments that were provided in writing to staff, and for the most part, those comments were addressed to our satisfaction. I wanted briefly to comment on one element of the draft permit that is of particular concern to our agency. And that's the inclusion of comprehensive wastewater collection system management provisions within the NPDS permit. We just don't feel that it's appropriate at this time because the statewide general waste discharge requirement process is coming to a conclusion, the development process, and I understand that those general WDRs are ready to be adopted by the state board. This general WDR approach would provide a level playing field for all collection system operators in the state of California. Brian Brock of the State Board's Office of Statewide Initiatives indicated to me he believed that it was improper to include the detailed provisions for collection system management in individual NPDS permits, and that he felt it would be duplicative regulation that would ultimately require our district to direct resources and funding towards document preparation and compliance activities instead of spending that money on actual physical improvements and maintenance of our collection system. One thing I wanted to mention that I think in essence these provisions represent a new regulatory program within this region, and I think the process itself would have been improved by involving the stakeholders, by calling the permanent community in and saying, here's what we're going to roll out, and what input can you provide as the permit holder to help us make this the most appropriate regulatory framework. In contrast to that, the statewide general WDR process involved wide stakeholder participation. I have some general concerns about the prescriptive nature of the provisions in our permit. I think the detailed requirements for plan content and program elements, they seem to be dictating the manner in which we comply with the permit. And with respect to our agency, we've prepared a lot of the plan elements already as in response to other concerns and our general collection system management activities. And I think strict compliance with the order as it's drafted will require us to repackage and redevelop information to achieve compliance. That's my opinion. As an agency, we're working very hard and have been to manage our wastewater collection system. And I think it's important to say that I recognize the need for collection system management regulations or provisions, and I support the concept of it. I just think that the statewide level playing field general WDR approach is a more appropriate regulatory mechanism. I think it's because it's consistent, it's uniformly applied to all the collection system operators. So if the permit provisions go forward as they are today, I would just suggest that the board provide direction to staff and hopefully the authority to staff so that the detailed provisions in our permit could be removed during the permit cycle when the statewide order is adopted. And I'd like to thank you all very much for your consideration. And I'd like to thank staff, especially Todd Stanley, for his hard work on our permit. Thank you.
Thank you. Dr. Press.
Ms. Okun, don't we have the discretion to do that in the permit?
Well, you can't delegate authority to staff to change provisions of a permit because they have no authority to do that. You may be able to reopen the permit to eliminate the collection system.
That's what
requirements.
I meant.
The reopeners for NPDS permits are limited, but one of the provisions that allows for reopeners is based on new information. In terms of where the state board is, I don't know how ready they are to take anything, how ready staff is to take anything to the board. The last I heard, which I think was a couple months ago, they had another round of stakeholder meetings and they were revising the draft. So as far as I've seen, they haven't reopened the formal comment period. One thing that the board could do is put a provision in the NPDS permit stating that if the state board does adopt general WDRs, then compliance with those general WDRs would be deemed compliance with the requirements in the NPDS permit.
That sounds appropriate. Staff?
I could live with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree that that could work, but it preempts our review of that order before, you know, before it's even been adopted by the state board. So we may prefer, or the board may prefer, that the provisions in the permit now be enacted rather than the ones that are adopted at state board level.
Alternatively, can't we instruct staff to come back to us for consideration of reopening if the discharger requests that once the state has adopted its WDRs? I mean, that seems to be the most the mechanism that most preserves board discretion and also takes seriously the discharger's request.
Mr. Chair, I agree with Dr. Presby. And the other issue would be, we don't know when the state board is going to issue this, and maybe 5 years from now. And so consequently, we would be, what does this permit? Is this 5 years or longer?
Yes.
Pardon?
Yes, it is 5 years.
5 years. And if new information does come about by them acting upon the WDRs, then that's new information. We can open it up and then remove it at that time.
And Lori, can't these permits always come back to the board for review within the five?
Not NPDS permits. You have to fall within one of the provisions in the NPDS regs that allow reopeners.
Which is the new information?
Otherwise, the permit stays in effect. Yeah, new information. Okay. I'm not aware of any authority either way saying whether this would be new information or not, but we can put language in saying that the board will reopen it as necessary for new information, including general WDRs adopted by the state board or something along those lines. I can draft something. Off the top of my head, I think it would be okay, and I can't imagine that anybody would object to it.
Okay. I think that would be my preference anyway.
Okay. Any comments? Questions?
We had another amendment, which I should have mentioned before Mr. Murray got up to the podium. It has to do with a change regarding the ocean plan and the bacteriological standards. And do we have that available to put up?
Who wrote this?
Everybody's got a hard copy.
I wrote it, and actually these are standard findings that we're starting to put in orders based on a recent California Supreme Court decision. Which says that the board does not have to consider economics and various other factors in implementing Clean Water Act requirements. And that's basically what the first paragraph says. The second paragraph says that we have no information on the collection system requirements showing that any economic considerations outweigh the need to implement those requirements.
And my understanding is that you have seen the both changes and are in agreement.
I'm okay with those changes.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, and also the last change to attachment F, fact sheet section 5, that was just an error that we're correcting.
Okay.
So we have these changes that we just talked about, and we have the language that we'll add as far as expanding on the reopener clause.
Is the, Roger and Mr. Chair, is the intent of that reopener language to mandate that it be brought back to the board or to for staff to review and decide whether or not its recommendation is going to be to recommend using the state board's WDR? Because this affects, of course, more than just Carpinteria.
Well, it's both, because the board is saying that